com.
Free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number one. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to the phones because this is the show about your calls. Let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Brian.
Hey, evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
A while ago, a week ago or so, you were talking about the real story behind marijuana prohibition.
Yes, the history, the sordid history of marijuana prohibition.
Yeah, right. Where it was two groups. It was the alcohol distillers or the liquor, you know, industry, and Randolph Hearst, because he saw paper as being threatened by hemp.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the liquor industry as much as it was just the Hearst, as well as some textile manufacturers and just racists in government that didn't like Mexicans and blacks.
Right. Yeah, it was a racist kind of thing. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Well, I was researching absinthe.
Mm.
Absinthe being the liquor in France and what is currently the Czech Republic was called Bohemia back then.
Yeah, I believe it is made from a plant. It's liquor, but it's somehow steeped, or I guess roots from the plant called wormwood are steeped into it, and that's got some sort of a psychedelic substance. Am I correct on that?
Well, that's the popular story, but I'm not really sure that's true. There have been a lot of research since then. But the interesting part, yeah, it's wormwood, which kind of looks like a dried grass, mm-hmm. and anise, which is, you know, black licorice, and a couple other things.
I love a good piece of anise.
Oh, boy. Just move on. Let's move on.
So what happened was, of course, who knows what the real history is, but at that time, I guess there was some kind of a blight in the grape production. Some kind of insect got the grapes in France. And, of course, you know, the French love their wine. And so the winemakers weren't able to produce enough wine to satisfy the French palate, the sophisticated, you know, French cafes and all that.
Okay.
And so, you know, absinthe doesn't use any grapes. It's a total grain alcohol using, you know, wormwood. And, in fact, the French word for wormwood is anise something. Absinthia or something. Mm-hmm. That's where it gets its name. So the absinthe producers were Johnny on the spot to produce more of that stuff than, you know, because there was no wine left.
Gotcha.
And so everybody kind of grabbed onto this absinthe. And at the same time then, all of the big guys, you know, Van Gogh, Degas, all the rock stars of the day were cooking this stuff. And so, of course, you know, the population kind of did it as well because there's no wine around.
Right.
So the thing that makes it green, absinthe is this wonderful green color, is they take the clear alcohol, which is, you know, grain alcohol, which is clear, and then they put some color in it by adding, you know, plants back into it, and it's the chlorophyll and some other things you see that makes it green.
Okay.
Well, but that takes a while, and so what happened was that the manufacturers or some other, the cheaper manufacturers, and they wanted to make their stuff green, but demand was off the charts, and so they added copper sulfate to this stuff to make it green, and they sold it really cheap.
Hmm, okay.
And so people started dying, you know. And, you know, a little bit of copper sulfate, a lot of copper sulfate makes you die, a little bit makes you kind of wacky, I guess. And so once the alcohol production, or the grape production came back online, the wine manufacturers were saying, hey, you know, we're back. And everyone says, hey, no, we really like this absinthe stuff.
Oh.
And so it was the wine manufacturers that were behind the eventual prohibition of absinthe from France.
Mm. Interesting. I didn't know that about absinthe. I don't think a lot of people are aware of the existence of absinthe. It's a banned. You can't import it, I believe, into the United States. Is that true? Or there's some sort of a...
I got a bottle last week.
Was
now,
it imported?
I'm not sure it was actually imported as in, you know, this is what it is, let it in. It was just a box that came by FedEx, you know, that said goods or something. So I'm not sure. In fact, Wikipedia says that the legal status of absinthe in the U.S. is unknown.
It says the prevailing consensus of interpretation of U.S. law and regulations among American absinthe connoisseurs is that it's probably illegal to purchase such a product for personal use in the United States. It is prohibited to sell items meant for human consumption which contain thujone, customs, which absinthe does. Customs regulations specifically forbid the importation of absinthe. Absinthe can and be occasionally is seized by United States Customs if it appears to be for human consumption and can be seized inside the U.S. with a warrant. So you can buy it in the United States, you just can't import it into the United States.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be too concerned.
So I bought this I bought it, and I'm feeding it to the dogs. That's why, officer.
Exactly.
No,
perfect.
It came right in.
I take it you are a connoisseur. You're an absinthe connoisseur.
This is the first drink I ever had. I heard about it, and then when you mentioned the marijuana thing, I thought, yeah, there's something there. So I researched it a little bit and tried to figure out, you know, what is the draw of this thing. It tastes a lot like ouzo, you know, the anise drink from Greece.
I don't know.
It didn't make me crazy. You know, I didn't cut my ear off.
Okay, that's good. Did you hallucinate at all, or was there any? Was it? Was it different from a standard alcoholic drink?
It's 70% alcohol, so you know, I think any sort of hallucination would have happened anytime you drink a 70% grain alcohol.
Wow,
you know,
that's 140 proof.
It's hefty, and it's kind of bitter. You know, they recommend dripping it over an ice cube, or not an ice, a sugar cube. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ice water over sugar cubes to make it kind of, you know, so people who can't handle that kind of richness can deal with it.
Gotcha.
I just chugged it straight.
How many hits did you take? How many
drinks?
Drinks did
ounces?
You have?
How many drams?
Yeah.
I had an ounce. I just had one the weekend. But they said, I guess Van Gogh or somebody, one of these writers said, one makes you kind of high, two makes you sick, three gives you clarity.
Interesting. You'll have to try three sometimes and call us when you're on it.
Well, you have to add copper sulfate.
Thanks for the call, Brian.
That's the trick. All right, again.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't think you were around for this one, Mark, but there was a long while ago on Free Talk Live, back in our local days, that we actually had Crackhead Bill come into the studio. Mm-hmm. And he had somehow gotten his hands on a bottle of absinthe, and he was drinking absinthe on the air. Actually, I think we had him drink it off the air, and then he would just report in with his status.
Well, he doesn't, even when he was on the air, he didn't talk much.
Right. So that was kind of interesting, listening to his description of what it was like to be on absinthe. And
did he consider it different than alcohol?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
If you are a Free Talk Live amplifier, you'll eventually come across those shows because as Free Talk Live amp numbers continue to go up, we continue to release classic episodes of Free Talk Live. So eventually that will come up in the rotation.
Now, I have disappeared off of the archives that are being released at this point because I have...
I think you have, yeah.
Yeah, I've been fired at that point.
Right. It's Todd now.
Yes. who I met and brought into the studio for the first time.
Did you?
Yeah. You remember he was at the...
he was a biker and...
At the Hooters event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Enough retrospective. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The Wikipedia article on absinthe, fairly extensive. So if you've ever wanted to know about absinthe, you should probably head over that way. I know it's relatively easy to get your hands on. If you are somebody that wants to find absinthe, it won't take you too many steps to get it. So I would use Google to bring up whatever relevant information.
Pretty much you can go on the internets there and look at all kinds of people selling it. I don't know that they'll actually ship it to you, but they're selling it.
It is called a distilled, highly alcoholic, anise-flavored spirit deriving from herbs, including the flowers and leaves of the medicinal plant Artemisia absinthium, also called Grand Wormwood. Although it's sometimes incorrectly called a liqueur, absinthe is not bottled with added sugar and is therefore classified as a liquor.
As opposed to a liqueur.
Yeah, or spirit. So, and it is often referred to as the green fairy because of its coloring, typically a naturally created pale or emerald green, but sometimes clear or artificially colored. Due to its high proof and concentration of oils, absinthures, who are absinthe drinkers, typically add 3 to 5 parts ice-cold water to a dose of absinthe, which causes the drink to turn cloudy, called louching. Often the water is used to dissolve added sugar to decrease bitterness. So there you go. Now you know a little bit more about absinthe than you've ever known in the past. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Coming up, can cannabis, marijuana help with obesity? Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there. Front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy. They're on us. FreeTalkLive.com. What's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronsky. He's the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. For more information and to get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You know, Mark, there's going to be so much going on at the Liberty Forum. The speakers, the libertarian luminaries that are going to be there, just the camaraderie that people are going to experience actually being in the same place with a large amount of people that feel generally the same way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be cool enough, but I mean, there's actually things going on outside of the forum. I saw a post on NHree.com's forum the other day. Some guy's having a party 10 minutes away from Concord on Saturday night, so there's going to be some shindigs. Apparently.
I know the gentleman, and he has parties regularly. And
Kevin, yes.
Yes, he can throw a party.
Really? You've been to one?
I have not been to one, but everybody who talks to me about them.
So it seems. Huh?
Yes. Well, I went to Manch one night for karaoke, and I talked to a whole bunch of Free Staters over there, and got to sing Space Lord. And
nice.
They were like, oh, yeah, you've got to go to Kevin's party. This is awesome.
All right, so anyway, it's going to be the place to... I think the Liberty Forum is going to be the Liberty event of the year. And we're going to be there. Looking forward to seeing you there as well. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. Okay, so, Mark, apparently, did I hear this right? There's some sort of news or allegations about marijuana possibly helping with obesity?
So it says here, Reuters, London. Human trials of an experimental treatment for obesity derived from cannabis, which is commonly associated with stimulating hunger, are scheduled to begin in the second half of this year. Britain's GW Pharmaceuticals PLC announced Tuesday. Several other companies, such as Sanofi Aventis, which is investigating Acomplia, which are also working on new drugs, which will switch off the brain circuits that make people hungry when they smoke cannabis. GW Pharma, however, says it's derived its treatment from cannabis that could help suppress hunger.
Hmm.
The cannabis plant has 70 different cannabinoids in it, and each of them has a different effect on the body. GW Managing Director Justin Glover told Reuters in a telephone interview, some can stimulate your appetite, some can, in the same plant, can suppress your appetite. It's amazing.
So in that case, they're going to sort of isolate the particular cannabinoids that would suppress it.
Yeah.
And essentially create a special version of marijuana that only has those cannabinoids in it?
I think it's going to be a pill.
Or some pills.
I suspect it's going to be a pill. He says it's amazing both scientifically and commercially. And it seems that...
It is an amazing plant.
It seems to be an amazing plant. Or at the very least, it's being touted as an amazing plant.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, besides getting you high, these cannabinoids seem to do all kinds of things.
Yeah. Awesome. And, of course, the brain has cannabinoid receptors. So we're actually built... to receive these little feelies.
Maybe the religious people are right. Maybe cannabis is in fact a holy plant.
It could very well be.
I mean, you know, how can you an atheist sit there and say that if your brain's set up to take cannabinoids and this plant has cannabinoids that marijuana isn't in fact holy? How can you do that?
I don't know. I've certainly smoked enough of it.
Well, God bless you. Drugs have to pass three stages of tests in humans before being eligible for approval by regulators in a process that takes many years. Probably not. There have been plenty of tests of marijuana on people. Sanofi Aventis Acomplia, which I guess this is the name of a drug that they're making, which also suppresses hunger, which it believes can achieve a $3 billion in annual sales, is already on sale in Europe, and it is waiting for the U.S. regulatory decision in April. Several other big drug companies also have similar products to Acomplia in clinical trials. GW is best known for developing Savtevix, a treatment derived from cannabis that fights spasticity in multiple sclerosis patients. Savtevix is under the tongue spray, which has been approved in Canada, but it hit delays with regulators in Britain. GW,
I don't think it's here in the United States yet.
I suspect it isn't. It has that evil, evil plant in it. GW submitted Stavix.
Don't want anyone getting help from that plant.
For assessment of several European regulators in September and hopes to secure approval for the UK, Denmark, Spain, and the Netherlands in the second half of this year, the company said on Tuesday, GW's marijuana plants are grown indoors in a secret location in southern Europe.
Nice.
I
take it they have permission from the government to engage in these.
How secret is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. I think that's fantastic. I think the more research, I think, and I think that for some reason the United States government is deathly afraid of this. But the more research that is done into the cannabis plant, the more interesting things we're going to find out about it, the more benefits we're going to discover, how this can help people live more comfortable lives, in this case possibly helping people with an obesity problem suppress their hunger, in other cases helping people with multiple sclerosis, people with AIDS and cancer to keep their medicines down. These are just some of the things that have been discovered so far through the very bare minimum of testing that we've seen over the past several decades. Imagine if the marketplace were actually opened up to where anybody who wanted to test, to run tests on cannabis and grow their own for whatever reasons, whether commercial or research-based, would be able to do so. It would be wonderful for possible new developments to help people, but for some reason the U.S. government stands in the way every single time. And is it really, does it really go back to the original days of marijuana prohibition in that are there still people lobbying behind the scenes to keep pot illegal?
Just
is the
cops.
The timber industry still lobbying against it, or is it just the cops
that
who want to keep their sweet, sweet drug budgets?
Bureaucrats are powerful individuals. I mean, you see, once a program's in place, it doesn't go away. And this is and marijuana, anti-marijuana action on the police part is a huge program. It pays a lot of people.
Sure.
I'm really looking forward to this, the idea of, I'm not looking forward personally, but I think that this, the idea of this drug is really great, because I personally can't take weight loss stuff because it's all has stimulants in it.
Hmm.
And stimulants just make me mean.
Okay.
As evidenced by my Diet Coke here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that this will be real. There's got to be other people out there like me that can't take the stimulants, and therefore this will be great for you know, people that need to lose weight and can't have the stimulants. You know, I don't personally need it. I'm a svelte 163, but, you know, somebody else does.
And I think it's cool because it flies in the face of sort of the typical things you hear about marijuana. I mean, the usually you just hear, oh, you smoke pot and you just want to get it. You want to eat a bunch of munchies.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Cheeto time.
Yeah, that's sort of the standard suggestion when it comes to pot. And it's just not true. For me, at least, when I smoke marijuana, if I'm hungry naturally, for instance, I get hungry every 4 hours.
Okay.
If I eat 4 hours later and I haven't eaten in 4 hours, I'm hungry.
You should eat more.
And so if I have eaten before I smoke marijuana, I'm not going to get hungry all of a sudden. I've already eaten. I'm fine. I think it just, I think what it does, and it confuses people, I think what it does, it just simply accentuates your natural state. So if you're naturally hungry,
mm-hmm.
you're going to notice it more when you smoke the marijuana. That's all. I think people are just sort of misinterpreting.
Could be. I like the feeling that I get from eating while when I've been stoned. It's been quite some time. But I like that.
1-800-259-9231. So I think interesting research. Thanks for bringing it up. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments on that. Also, on the way, the military still having trouble recruiting. We'll tell you where they're going to turn to next for their next batch.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I think it's something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, the packet, 8.net, toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. That does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Coming up, still going to talk about the military and where they're looking to for their next batch of recruits, which might surprise some people. But first, since we were talking about the war on drugs, I guess by proxy, we were talking about marijuana for medicinal purposes. I just stumbled onto this story in the email box. Dustin Riley and his ex-wife, Andrea, were in trouble. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, they were arrested together in 2005 for drug possession. Both had attended rehabilitation programs, but Andrea was facing up to 5 years in jail and had skipped out on her sentencing hearing in December. She didn't want to go to jail. Though serious,
surprise,
their problems were not the sort of thing that usually ended in a double suicide.
Oh, no.
Recently, Dustin Riley, who's 26, sprayed gasoline on the inside of his green Ford Explorer at a Salt Lake City gas station. As Andrea, who's 27, watched, both then got into the vehicle, drove a short distance, and set the car ablaze. Witnesses heard, what a way to go, huh?
Wow, what is this? Somewhere really close to nutty.
Yeah, witnesses heard the SUV explode into flames and a woman screaming. They saw flames shoot from the vehicle. The explosion, which occurred about 3 p.m., station in wherever, was so intense it shook windows at the nearby Red Lion Hotel. A nearby
Can you imagine? It's hard to imagine that somebody could spray, 10 gallons of gasoline into their SUV?
And get in it and be in it?
And that people wouldn't say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, say what you're doing. Well, hey, what are you doing? I'm just spraying this. Leave me alone. I don't know. Do you want to talk to somebody who's doing something like that?
I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. How would you respond if you saw someone doing that in the parking lot at the gas station?
I wouldn't do just a gallon of gas, I can tell you that. It would and gas seems to pump slower these days. I remember when I was younger, it pumped faster, and it would seem
depends
like...
Depends on the pump you're at. I've encountered some pumps that are still pretty quick.
Find me a fast pump. I'm looking for that.
A nearby Salt Lake City police officer arrived on the scene first and tried unsuccessfully to attack the inferno with a fire extinguisher. When fire crews arrived, it took them several minutes to put out the blaze. They eventually looked into it, and indeed they determined that it was a double suicide. In recent months, Dustin Riley had been charged in separate cases with two third-degree felony counts of possessing heroin, each punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Defense attorney said that Riley wasn't even facing jail time because prosecutors had agreed to let him enter pleas in abeyance, which means that the case is dismissed once a defendant completes certain conditions imposed by the court. His ex-wife was a co-defendant in one of his drug cases. Andrea Riley was also charged in another drug case, and she had pleaded guilty to two counts of third-degree felony drug possession. She was to be sentenced in late December, but failed to appear. She was then, obviously, there was a warrant issued for her arrest. The pair had a 4-year-old daughter. They obviously left behind. He said that Dustin recently had financial troubles, had lost a car and his home. He hadn't contacted his parents in the last 4 weeks, and it appears he didn't even leave a note to explain his actions. They had no idea until the police knocked on their door. 1-800-259-9231.
It's
a sad, tragic story that wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the war on drugs.
Well, it's certainly a factor, but these people are messed up. We're messed up. I mean, he wasn't even facing jail. He was just facing trouble, and he had some financial troubles. It's a factor.
It's a huge factor. I mean, the woman was facing a jail term. She didn't want to go, and I don't know. Maybe she talked him into going out with her. I don't know. It's just disturbing, and I think these people would be alive today, just as Katherine Johnston, the 90-year-old woman who shot 3 cops, would be alive today. Those cops wouldn't have bullet wounds in their bodies. And so many other people who have perished in this war on drugs would all be living probably productive lives. And, you know, maybe there'd be a handful that would overdose and go out that way, but good riddance to them. You know, Darwin at work. I just really think it's tragic when stories like this happen, and that's why I wanted to share it with you.
Mm.
As we go to the story that I promised you, which is the military. Now, we know that here on Free Talk Live, we've been covering the military's woes, specifically the Army and the National Guard. The rest of the branches, they've been doing all right with recruiting, but the Army and National Guard, not having a good time. They haven't been meeting their goals. In fact, since they haven't been meeting their goals, they've been lowering their goals in hopes that they can actually meet the lowered goals, which they also, apparently, from what I understand, aren't meeting either.
I wonder if the other branches, it would seem to me that the other branches may be lowering their goals slightly, too, because if people are not wanting to go in the Army, it would seem like they would be not wanting to go in the other branches. And, you know, to some extent, you know, the amount of people willing to go into the military has lowered. So, therefore, maybe the other branches have lowered themselves slightly.
Maybe it just hasn't made the news.
Without, you know, mentioning it to anyone. And they're culling off the top of what the Army would get. And then the Army, you know, which traditionally has taken the, these are the people on the front lines, you know, they're bullet catchers. And so, you know, that's where they're facing their problems. I'm just guessing at this.
Well, here's the latest from the Boston Globe. The armed forces, already struggling to meet its recruiting goals, are considering expanding the number of non-citizens in the ranks.
Now, didn't we talk about this? I think that this is the way it's going to go.
Yeah, you mentioned that it was going to do this. I thought they were going to go for prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they've been approaching them as well, but not probably in as big of a way.
Well, prisoners make money for the government. And it doesn't seem like they would, you know, the state governments rely on federal money for each prisoner they have. So they're not going to want the feds taking their money away from them. And whereas you can bring, you know, it fits the whole scheme. There's a lot of Republicans out there. I would say the anti-immigration movement's largely Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, it's just a guess. I don't know. I mean, lots of Democrats don't like them, too. But you can make Republicans happy, and even moderate Democrats, by opening up the military to immigrants because, oh, well, they're doing something good for us now.
Yeah.
So it has much better PR than taking convicts over there and letting them loose with weapons.
Well, they're actually considering opening recruiting stations overseas and putting more immigrants onto a faster track to U.S. citizenship if they volunteer.
I don't see why you have to do that. You just tell Mexicans. I mean, you know, just put some recruiting stations right on the border.
That's what they're doing. Well, I mean, overseas, I'm sure they're considering doing some in Mexico as well.
I wouldn't think you'd have to go anyplace else.
Foreign citizens serving in the U.S. military is a highly charged issue which could expose the Pentagon to criticism that it's essentially using mercenaries to defend the country. Other an analyst voiced concern.
Ah, how we circle back. Now we're England.
That a large contingent of non-citizens under arms could jeopardize national security or reflect badly on Americans' willingness to serve in uniform. Yes, it's basically we can't get Americans to sign up. Once again, the point being that the Mexicans are taking the jobs that Americans don't want.
Yep.
Now Americans don't even want to be in their own military.
Mm-hmm. And the point I was making was how interesting it is that our nation has turned into the empire mm-hmm. that we fought for our freedom against.
Was Great Britain taking troops from other countries?
Hessians. They had. Don't you recall the stories of the German Hessians that they hired?
I went to government school. Come on.
Okay. They hired the German Hessians to... this is where how Pennsylvania got such a large German population.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys deserted. And I believe that many Germans immigrated here just for America, but... You know, that they stopped that. That's where they ran to when they ran away.
The idea of signing up foreigners who are seeking U.S. citizenship is gaining traction as a way to address a critical need for the Pentagon while fully absorbing some of the roughly 1 million immigrants that enter the United States legally each year. The proposal to induct more non-citizens, which is still largely on the drawing board, has to clear a number of hurdles. So far, the Pentagon's been quiet about specifics, including who would be eligible to join, where the recruiting stations would be, and what the minimum standards might involve, including English proficiency. In the meantime, the Pentagon and immigration authorities have expanded a program that accelerates citizenship for legal residents who volunteer for the military. I can see sort of a negative response coming from a number of the people who are already in the military. I mean, we've certainly talked to people that don't like the idea of draftees.
Right, military members.
They don't like the idea of fighting alongside people like that. Well, I can imagine that some of the more racist, bigoted individuals who are in the military are going to take a bit of offense to fighting alongside some foreigners.
Well, not just that, but just people, you know, the military draws from the heartland, largely, and in America, people speak one language.
Right.
And how hard would it be to work with somebody who just doesn't speak English?
And possibly die... with that person.
Right, because they couldn't speak English. I mean, you know, because there's a communication gap. That would be terrible.
That would be. 800-259-9231. Maybe we should just bring our troops home. That would solve the problem, right? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. Number for you, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, considering that we give you all the website content for free. We would like you to go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. There's 35 categories of products to shop in. Everything from books to office products, DVDs, sporting goods, accessories, you name it. They sell it, even groceries now, at amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, anything that you buy through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So you get the stuff you need delivered to your door, in many cases with free Super Saver shipping, and you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. So the military's still desperate for recruits, Mark, and now they're looking overseas because, once again, you got to go to the immigrants when you want to get jobs done in this country.
Well, you know,
the military knows it.
We want a lot of services. We're a wealthy nation, and somebody has to provide those services at a reasonable rate. And one of the ways to get that reasonable rate is to go to people that are willing to work for less.
Right, and people that want to come here legally, they're going to be given the so-called opportunity to join the military to shorten the citizenship process. I'm not necessarily a fan of this idea. I don't think we should have a citizenship process. I think we should just let people come and go as they please, since we're supposed to be a free country. But nonetheless, the story's interesting from the aspect of this is how desperate the military is now. And they're trying to decide on different factors, like how much English these people that they bring on board should be able to speak, you know, before they're allowed to go possibly die in the trenches with other Americans. The proposal to induct more citizens is still on the drawing board, though since September 11th of 2001, the number of immigrants in uniform who become U.S. citizens has increased from 750 to 4,600 as of last year, according to statistics. With severe manpower strains because of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and a mandate to expand the overall size of the military, the Pentagon is under pressure to consider a variety of proposals involving foreign recruits.
You know, I'm just thinking, but from the combat side, I think you might be able to handle the language barrier issue by having units of non-English speakers.
Possibly.
Now, obviously, they'd have to interact with medical and quartermaster.
You'd have to have a translator in each unit or something like that.
Well, what I was thinking was that, you would have a commander who was somehow could function as the liaison between the command structure and his unit, but he would speak both languages. That cuts down on the need for translators, but beyond that, I don't know how they would fit into the infrastructure, like, You know, how do they tell the cook, I'd like more peas and less gravy? You know, I don't know.
Mas peas.
Mas peas, por favor.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we're talking about overseas, so that could be any language.
True.
I suspect we're talking about, I would be recruiting from Latin American countries. It just seems easier.
I think you get the problem you might run into if you have, I guess, different groups, or if you have, like, the Mexican group and the American group inside the military. Then you're going to see that the Hispanics are just going to outperform the lazy white boys.
I don't know if that's true, but you'll definitely see some enmity going on, because if you want to see hate, take two groups of people that are different,
mm-hmm.
and put them in close proximity, and then put government things in the way of them meshing and getting together.
Mm. With severe manpower strains because of Iraq and Afghanistan, they're looking at expanding. Thomas Donnelly says, he's a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, says, it works as a military idea and it works in the context of American immigration. He says that the military has been stretched to the breaking point. Both President Bush and Robert Gates, the new defense secretary, have acknowledged that the total size of the military must be expanded to help alleviate the strain on ground troops, many of whom have been deployed repeatedly in combat theaters. You know, they just don't even consider it an option to pull troops from the 700 military bases that we have around the world. You know, hey, we need more troops, so-called, in Iraq and Afghanistan. Couldn't we just take them out of all of the bases?
Well, they have
occupying?
To be staffed, right?
Apparently they do.
I don't know how many troops they have elsewhere. I imagine they've cut them down to skeleton crews, but they do. I'm sure that they think in their mind, look, this is our base. We have to staff it. What else are they going to do? You know, shutdowns? That just doesn't come into a bureaucrat's frame of mind.
It comes into our frame of mind because we want to see smaller government in our lifetime,
right.
And it seems like the sensible thing to do would be to close all those 700 military bases. In fact, just pull all the guys out of Iraq and Afghanistan while you're at it. Bring everybody back home to the United States. And if that was the case,
and defend our shores.
Right. We could actually cut back on the size of the military. Because you don't need a worldwide occupying force to keep America defended.
Mm-hmm.
You would need a fraction of what we currently have today. But either way, even if you were to keep the military the same exact size, I'd prefer to have them here in the United States than I would prefer to have around the world. And I'd prefer they'd stay on their little military bases. I don't want them coming out into the streets.
Well, they can come out into the streets to spend money. You don't want them to come out with their
I don't want them to come out and do
M16s
roadblocks and that sort of thing. Which, of course, we've seen some pretty disturbing stories recently that have suggested that might be happening sometime soon. They've sort of been destroying the protections that have been built up. I think in the late 1800s, the Posse Comitatus Act has sort of been gutted at this point with the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. So we may actually be seeing military troops in the streets. And as we reported last night, with the blurring of the lines between the police and the military, you really can't even tell the difference anymore in some cases. So
they're wearing fatigues and helmets and carrying automatic weapons. They look like the military.
Well, there's other military-related news. This one from the blotter at ABC News. And you know what, Mark? I don't even think they're going to need another Gulf of Tonkin event. You know what the Gulf of Tonkin was, right?
Right. That was the incident in Vietnam, which was faked, essentially, that got us into the war with French Indochina, which was previous to Vietnam.
Right. And that was used as an excuse to rile the American people up and get them to support the war effort, which has been done many times in the past. And Ron Paul, I remember you read an article from him recently, he was suggesting that he thought maybe there was going to be another Gulf of Tonkin event, except for Iran.
Right.
Instead of,
it looks like they're gearing up for a war with Iran, and they would need a reason. Right now, the American people are definitely not for it. In the same way, they weren't for a war in Vietnam. They weren't for a war in World War II. They didn't want to. So they needed something exciting to get us on board.
I wonder if this will be exciting enough, considering the media's more than willingness to go and just parrot whatever the official government line is without question. According to Brian Ross at ABC News, the most deadly improvised explosive devices being used against U.S. soldiers in Iraq come from Iran. And Iran continues to provide more tactical training, according to explosive experts working with the U.S. military. The Iranian-made devices are known as EFPs, or explosively formed projectiles.
Hmm.
When exploded, the copper disc center becomes a molten liquid bullet that can penetrate the thickest armor the United States has.
Wow.
So they're making it sound like, ooh, this is really scary. I mean, these bombs are coming from Iran, and we need to do something about this. Of course, it's ignoring the fact that we've invaded a sovereign country, and we're occupying this country, and inevitably going to encounter resistance wherever the weapons are being made. I don't know if that really matters. What matters is we get the heck out of Iraq, and then we won't be being blown up by EFPs anymore. There aren't any EFPs here in the United States.
It's just going to get worse because you have the Shiite population in Iraq that's mixed with the Sunni population, and then Iran has, I believe, Shiites, and then Saudi Arabia has the Sunnis. And so what you're going to have there, you're going to have a regional conflict that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
Our soldiers are going to be caught in the middle. It's not going to be pretty.
It already isn't pretty. Earlier this month,
it's going to get uglier.
CIA Director Michael Hayden told the Senate Select Intelligence Committee that EFPs from Iran cause more casualties on an incident-for-incident basis than any other type of improvised explosive device. He says, quote, EFPs are coming from Iran. They are being used against our forces. They're capable of defeating some of our heaviest armor. ABC News first reported that EFPs last March, when U.S. officials told ABC News they discovered the link to Iran via telltale manufacturing signatures. Certain types of machine stop...
Made in Iran.
Yeah. Certain types of machine stop welds and material indicating they are built by the same bomb factory. Says, I think the evidence is strong that the Iranian government is making these IEDs and that the Iranian government is sending them across the border and that they're killing U.S. troops once they get here. Do you think they're going to be able to spin this into an excuse to go to war with Iran, or are they going to need something bigger? I mean, because already that's got that sort of emotional pull of, hey, the Iranians are killing U.S. troops. We should go in there and put a stop to this. It's kind of got that emotional pull, and that's going to work on some people.
It's been alleged that we're already doing operations in Iran now. And it makes sense. We were doing them in Laos and Cambodia when we were in Vietnam, although we weren't at war with them. We went into China. We weren't at war with them. So it makes some sense that we have done such a thing. I don't know. I don't think this will do it. It's not going to get me on board.
You think they're going to need something bloody, something violent to happen, something that I mean? But it's not as easy these days with the amount of media that's out there to just simply make a claim that oh yeah, we were attacked by a bunch of Iranian guys today, and now we're going to go and blow them up. I don't know how easy it is to stage a Gulf of Tonkin.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number, but then again, maybe they'll prove us wrong. And they'll successfully stage another Gulf of Tonkin event, and we'll have ourselves another conflict to be involved in. And then they're going to have to figure out how to get more troops, and if they can't get them from overseas, they might have to bring back the draft. Hour 2's on the way.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.